with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I was telling you guys yesterday that I have done some, you know, dabbled a little bit in this online shopping, not a whole bunch of it, which there's another story to that, but I'll tell you now. So Jack was telling me all about this menopause fan.
Ah, yes. Not only for menopause, for anyone that feels heat, you can put this fan around your neck.
That's pretty broad.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
But whether it's labor, whether it's a hot day, lots of people talked about walking with them in Disneyland.
Right.
Just you put them around your neck. There's no blade, so your hair is going to be fine, and it just cools you off.
Right.
It's like a fan.
Right. Well, for my wife, menopause. So,
yes.
So Jack convinced me this would be the best thing for a Christmas gift for her. So I order it online, which is not something that I do typically. So then the other day, this box arrives, and I'm like, oh dear, I wonder what this is, and open it right in front of my wife.
And she, tell me you never online shop before.
What?
You need to control the flow of boxes.
I did not control the flow. And I opened it, and she saw it, and she went, you idiot. Like, she knew exactly. And so then I panicked.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I panicked, I just grabbed it, and I hid it. And she says, are you serious? Now you think because you've hidden it that I'm going to completely forget
it. She's not a dog. You don't put the piece of cheese back in the fridge.
Oh, it's gone.
And it disappears.
What a dummy.
Did you try it?
No, I've left it in the box.
Is it still hidden?
Yes, it is. Well,
just give it to her, guy.
I know.
Yeah, you got to.
She said, just give it to me now. And I said, but no, but it's a Christmas gift. I was so excited. I had one of them down, right? So, but anyway, shopping.
But you nailed it.
Shopping online Saturday, I went ham. I ordered about 8 or 9 things.
Oh, 8 or 9?
That's actually quite a bit.
That's a lot.
That's not bad, yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, Matt's an Amazon guru, right?
Yeah.
So he orders everything off Amazon.
Right. And I realize that it doesn't take long, and all of a sudden you're just like, it's so simple. It's so easy. It's kind of scary how easy it is. You know?
Oh, yeah. One click. And especially now, it's not add to cart. It's just buy now.
Yeah.
It's double click to buy.
Yeah.
Such a resourceful company. I wonder how rich the owner is.
Yeah.
Oh, right. The richest guy on earth.
He's given away some of his riches, though. Ask Dolly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still hoarding it like Scrooge McDuck. But carry on.
So we talked about online shopping and?
And we got lots of texts talking about online shopping and how people were just like you. They weren't going to do it. They weren't going to do it. And we heard about this husband. I can't find the text, but I do remember the story.
Yeah.
This husband was like, I'm never online shopping. And then he needed a part for his truck, I believe.
Bearings.
Yes. Something along those lines. And found it for like a quarter. Couldn't find it all over the province.
Yeah.
Found it for a quarter of the price and it arrived in 4 days.
Right.
I love it. It's like this time of day, you need something.
Yeah.
You say buy now.
Yeah.
They're like, comes tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's scary. There has to be people that are like severely addicted to this.
But yeah, me.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
A new payment program coming with the ETS, right?
So yes, called the ARC or the ARC card.
All right. And it reminds me of Matt was making fun of me going in the moving tube.
You pulled up with the horse and buggy. You hitched it to some sort of pole at the old LRT station.
And got on the moving tube.
The old moving tube, Daddy.
Take you back to 1988, the Calgary Winter Olympics. You're familiar with those. We went. My dad and I went to the Olympics together.
What'd you go see?
Kenworth or Peterbilt. No, we were going to get a new truck from there.
The Olympics were not a part of the trip.
The Olympics were happening in Calgary, and my dad was getting a truck from, it was either a Peterbilt or a Kenworth. I don't recall which one, but it was one of those two. And so we took the bus, the Greyhound bus down to Calgary, and I'm 17 years old. And we from the bus station, we get on the LRT, and then we're going to cruise down to, and this is like, I don't know, 9-10 o'clock at night. Okay.
They call it the C train in Calgary. Thank you very much.
The C train. So Dad and I get on the C train, and we're like the only ones on it, like at the first
Strange.
Stop. And we're like, this is weird. It's like the Olympics. I thought it would get busy, like be busy, you know, and it wasn't. So then we got to the first stop, and a number of people got on. And then we got to another stop, and a number of people got on. And then we got to a third stop, and by then, this thing is packed. Like, our faces are up against the window packed.
Like,
right?
Post-Oiler game, first train.
Not a person in that thing that's speaking English. Everybody's excited. They're all from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Right? It's quite an experience for us. So we're there, and now it's, like, time for us to get off at whatever station it was. So I kind of wiggle my way through the people, and I get out, turn around to see where my dad is, and he didn't wiggle his way out, and so he's stuck on the C train.
He got his Husky overalls stuck on something?
And I saw, I'll never forget this, when he started to go, I just kind of waved at him, like, bye-bye. This is before cell phones. And now what? Right? So the first thing I do is think, okay, well, he's going to get off at the next stop. So I get on the next C train, and I get on. He just get off at the next stop, but mine just goes blowing by that stop. I don't know why. I think it's because it was full again. So that's it. This makes for 3 hours of absolute sheer panic.
Just going around.
We cannot find each other. I'm running through downtown Calgary as much as I could run at that stage in my life. And the medal ceremony is happening. I don't care. Like, I'm looking for my dad. And he's looking for me.
They're about to put the gold medal on some sort of bobsled winner. And you're running by.
Daddy! He was on the moving tube.
So the highlight of the story is that my dad told this story forever. He said, I go up to a police officer and I say, I'm looking for my son. And all of a sudden the police officer gets this like terrified look in his face. Like, oh my gosh, you lost your son.
This is what we've trained for. And it's finally happened.
Right. He says, can you describe him? He says, well, he's a little bigger than me. And he's like, what? How old is your son? He says, he's 17. What happened? We actually just absolutely just... by fluke, 3 hours later, ran into each other.
I can't believe
where?
It took 3 hours.
Where? Like at one of the stops or where?
No, just out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, you just gave up on each other. You're like, I'm going
to How do you not stay in the subway?
What do you
or
mean?
Or the stations?
Just stay in one spot.
Yeah, I would have just planted.
But yeah, I know, but then what?
And then like the sheets is like, you know what we're going to do? We're running to each other in the streets. Like off they go. I'm surprised you don't live in Calgary still.
So that was it. Cell phones are a good thing.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It was tough back then.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Sure. This is upsetting news for some. Certainly not for me. But the bugle is going away.
I guess. Apparently it's going to be
instrument.
No more.
No, not the instrument. The junk food.
Is it a corn snack?
It's a cone-shaped corn snack.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, and one of you, I think, asked, why is it going away? I said, I got a good reason for it, because it's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Have you tried the Cool Ranch ones?
No.
They're amazing.
So, you know what? I kind of tend to side with Chris a little bit on this one.
How do you not like bugles? They're so good and so fun.
The only reason you like them is when you were a kid, you did witch fingers.
You know it. Not only as a kid.
You walk around the house, look, girls.
Yeah.
Mommy did her nails.
Yes, we all do it.
All right, here's the big thing about the bugles. Yeah. That's going to be the worst part. Is any good Christmas mix, like trail mix or like snack mix, has a bugle in it.
Yes, you're right.
Wrong.
Okay, buddy.
That's a bad one. The bugle is disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Why is it so bad? What is it?
You know, I think when I was a kid, I keep talking about this when I was a kid stuff, but when I was a kid...
Were you eating bugles on the LRT and that's why you left? You got distracted?
I think, no, but the bugle was very, very common and popular. We didn't have the array of junk food to choose from. It was like bugles and maybe ripple chips, right? It was just, there wasn't a whole lot, and I was not a bugle fan. So I remember being forced to eat them and just kind of nibbling on them a little bit, but never like... they were never a go-to for me.
I liked how they were thicker and they added a little crunch.
Yeah.
But the taste itself wasn't that great.
No.
Oh, I love that chemical taste. It was so good.
That artificial flavoring?
Yes. So many of the commercials are like, dip it, fill it. You could do so many things with bugles.
But nobody does.
No, they don't. They just do witch fingers.
Not anymore. So they're gone completely? Like,
they're in the States, but I guess they're being discontinued in Canada.
Okay, good.
No, very, very, this is so sad.
Like, I've never seen Chris hate something as much as he hates
I know,
bugles.
I had no idea.
They're taking up shelf space.
From who?
Ketchup chips.
Ah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Quick Draw.
All right, Kyle and Scott are on to play Quick Draw today, and as Scott said, deadly. Hey, Scott.
Ooh-hoo. Right.
Nice.
Did you sell for a rip, bud?
You bet.
Okay. Big Valley Jamboree, 2 3-day passes are up for grabs. That is huge. Well, one of you is going and one of you is going to be sad at the end of this, unfortunately. Okay, you ready to go, guys?
Yep.
Best of five. Say your name at the end because you sound identical. Say the name at the end of your answers. First one to three is off to BVJ. Name a U.S. city that starts with a letter N.
New York, Kyle.
Yes.
Okay, Scott. Now you know what you're in for today.
All right.
All right. Name something that has buttons that starts with a letter B.
Blouse. Bingo board tile.
The blouse from
Scott was in with blouse.
One of the...
You put buttons on a bingo board? I guess those things would be buttons. All right.
All right. Doesn't matter. It was in second. So, okay. Here we go. We're tied up at one apiece. A type of Halloween candy that starts with a letter T.
Twix, Kyle.
Yeah. He's like a computer.
He literally... kind of.
Okay, Scott.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. The guy is in the zone. Okay, let's find out if you can stop the computer here. Something you find in a hotel room that starts with a letter S.
Socks. Shampoo, Kyle.
Who said socks?
Socks.
Got.
But do you find socks? Like, I mean, are you...
Well, you hope not, but you could.
But, like, are we talking hotel room when you walk in, or have you put your own socks in there?
Something you find in a hotel room that starts with the letter S, Scott, socks. I don't think in the, you know, the court of law you'd be able to deny that one,
yeah.
Would you?
Maybe right, it's a gift one. Basket.
All right.
Okay. Sure. All right. Okay, guys, we're tied up at two apiece. For the win in Big Valley Jamboree. You ready?
Yeah.
A method of transportation that starts with a letter E.
ETS. Kyle.
Boys, who said ETS?
I did, Kyle.
Kyle, you are a winner.
All right.
Sweet.
That was a... That
congratulations.
That was a battle. It was.
It really was.
It was a low-intensity battle.
Calm, steady.
But it was a battle nonetheless. Scott, thanks for being a great sport. Kyle, enjoy Big Valley, all right?
Perfect. All right, thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Don't
tell my heart. What's going on with Billy Ray Cyrus?
Billy Ray Cyrus. If you have not been following along with the drama that is Billy Ray, he is newly engaged to a singer called Fire Rose.
All right.
Significantly younger, but they've known each other for quite a long time.
Yeah, apparently they connected, so to speak, what's her show? What's Miley's show called? Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, she was part of that, apparently.
Over a decade ago.
Okay, hold on. Back up.
Yeah.
How old was she on the show?
Well, she would have been like 24 because I think she's 34 now.
Right? Okay, thank goodness.
Yep, yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, all is good. He and his wife, Tish, divorced. They have lots of kids, including Miley.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, Billy Ray, like you and Tish have been together forever. You guys are legendary. Now you're bringing this new woman into your family.
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, like my family is prepared to see me enter into a new relationship. They're happy for me. There's no hard feelings.
Okay.
Which I don't know. Like, I have a child of a divorce.
Dad parents. Might think so, right?
Seeing your parents in a new relationship is so weird.
It has
gotta
to be
a real trip, man.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
My parents are both married now to other people.
Yeah.
And I've only known my mom's husband, Bill. That's all she dated. That's all
right.
I knew.
Right.
My dad went through a few.
She married the rebound?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think she was single for a while.
Yeah.
And then my dad went on a few dates with a few different women before he settled on Donna.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Well, did you meet any of the women prior to his current wife?
I did. I met two of them, I believe.
Oh, that's a big step. Like, they must have been, like, serious enough to meet the kids.
I feel like for normal people it is, but my dad and his kids, like, we were all so close. Like, he would meet someone in the street and be like, meet my kids. Like, so.
These are my kids. He never all of a sudden surprised you at Christmas and brought somebody
No. We always knew who he was dating, where they were headed out and stuff. Like, he was very open with us about it. And actually, maybe I am on Billy's side because there was really no hard feelings.
There wasn't, eh?
No, we're excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's exciting to see him happy.
Okay.
But something more weird. It's a little judgy.
Got to be a little different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, got to be a little different. Okay. 780-421-1039. You can call or text us with your stories. I don't know. I don't know.
I want in the world is for my mom to find somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been single for a while.
Taking applications.
Yes.
Single men.
Yes.
In their 60s.
Have you actually put her online anywhere, Matt?
She's online dated.
Yes.
I don't want to say this. I probably should have cleared this with her.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's common knowledge. It is now.
Okay.
But I think she's been on a couple of...
Your mom's an open book, pretty much, I think. I think we...
Yeah, and she's looking for something in particular she hasn't found yet. But who knows? You never know. It's not too late.
I think the issue is that she's found the right guy, but the guy's like, oh, that's your son? Ooh.
Oh, no.
I don't think I'm the problem. I'm a lot of things, but not a problem this situation.
He's taking a cough there. I was just teasing, of course, just for fun.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem. What about you? What's the story in your world? Maybe you are somebody that, is maybe hiding your relationship from your kids.
Yeah.
You know? I know there's a story of one. I can't talk about it specifically, but I know there's a story specifically of a friend of mine, and for sure that they held it for quite a long time, you know, just to keep it quiet from the kids, just because, right? They just didn't know how they were going to take it, you know. Even when they're grown-ups, they're still your kids.
It's hard, right? Yeah, for sure.
We'd love to hear from you. 780-421-1039.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
And we're talking about Billy Ray Cyrus, and he's back in the dating pool.
He's engaged again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to Fire Rose, which is a person that his kids have actually known for over a decade because she was on the set of Hannah Montana.
Right.
So, but as a divorced kid, it's always weird, or kid of divorced parents, it's weird seeing your parents date again.
Right.
So we're talking about that and like getting back into the dating field. This text says, I was a single mom of four amazing boys for 17 years, and I went for coffee with a man I had dated when I was 16 years old. I hadn't seen him in 25 years, and it was like a day had not gone by. We decided to date again, and I was terrified of how my boys were going to be, as two of them had never seen mom with anyone. But I am happy to say, 3.5 years later, to my four boys, he is dad. And they are so supportive and happy. Mom has finally found someone who not only makes me happy, but loves them like he hasn't missed a day in their lives. Fairy tales do come true.
That's a great story.
Did you rip that right off a Hallmark movie?
It sounds like it.
Yes.
This text says, I think it depends on the situation. In my parents' case, there was a lot of hurt involved, so it was uncomfortable when my dad was dating, but we basically threw a party when my mom started dating.
Right.
Aww.
Okay. Yeah.
And this text says, my stepdad has been in my life for 20 years now, but when he first met my mom, they tried to keep it a secret. I think she was trying to make sure that he was a good guy before introducing us, but one day he stayed the night and she was trying to sneak him out early in the morning. Well, little did they know, 8-year-old me was already awake and waiting on the chair in the living room ready to interrogate him. Surprise of his life, and we laugh about it now.
I picture that kid there with a cat on its lap, like stroking its back.
It's
hello,
so
mother.
Funny.
Who's your friend?
How was your sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
Were you playing with the cars again?
I don't know what that meant.
It's a euphemism.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, we've got your chance to win $500 with Shoppers Drug Mart and Jack's high-low game with The Price is Right. That is on the way at 8:30 this morning.
Look at the flyer.
Oilers lose last night in New Jersey. The New Jersey Devils. I shouldn't say this, but if I got to lose to any team, it's the New Jersey Devils.
They're far away.
Pretty good.
Lindy Ruff from Warburg, Alberta, is their head coach.
Okay.
And he's got them. They're a wagon right now. So there you go.
That's what the kids are saying. They're a wagon.
They're a wagon. And Lindy's a great guy. So I guess if you got to lose to anybody, lose to them. But now you got to beat the Islanders and the Rangers.
Man, why have we only played good teams?
It has been a tough schedule for sure. But Jack Campbell, Oilers backup goalie last night, gets hit in the face with a puck on the bench, and they don't know if he's going to be able to play for a few games now. It's like,
what are the odds?
So we're looking for your stories like that at 780-421-1039 when you're a complete innocent bystander and you have managed to get hurt.
So my sons were at the outdoor rink playing hockey and he wanted a water bottle, so I drove to go to the outdoor rink in my car, and I'm sitting outside the rink, and it's an outdoor rink, so there's a one rink and then a little rink for families. I'm sitting in the driver's seat with my passenger window down waiting for him. Someone shoots a puck from the outdoor rink, goes under a little tiny opening in the boards, across the family rink, up a back of bank of ice, in through my open car window and into my face.
Oh my goodness.
How?
I know. It was just the flukiest thing. Broke my nose.
Plastic
pieces of puck in my face.
Oh my God. I'm sorry to laugh. Like,
No, you're not.
You're just sitting there about to give your kid a water bottle. You listen to Michael Bublé. Next thing you know, you're Ryan Smith pulling teeth out of your face.
And it looked, my inside of my car was like a CSI because I was kept on, blood was streaming down and I was spraying it out because it was getting in my mouth. And yeah, so.
Did the kid say sorry who did it?
Yeah, he came by the next day after I got out of the hospital, and he came by and took a look, and my guys thought it was cool, but anyway.
Oh, no.
That's so awful.
What are the chances?
Just sitting in your car.
Just sitting in my car, minding my business, and I had another son in my seat beside me, and it went right past him and right into my face.
At least it could have hit your other son, hey?
Yeah, well, yeah, he could have stopped it and deflected it. So.
Chris.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.